Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the Coast Guard resumes its search for two missing men. Barbados records a double death from COVID-19. A former government minister taking up the case to have amendments to the Medicinal Marijuana Act. Calls for a second relief fund for practitioners in the cultural industries. And former U.S. President Donald Trump parts with lawyers before impeachment trial next week. Those are the top stories in the 7:30 edition. With the details, I'm Wendy Burke. The Barbados Coast Guard and police are at this moment continuing to search for two men who went missing at sea yesterday. Personnel from the District E Police Station in Spikestown say the man is Jerome Romario Edwards of Gay St. Peter. He went to the beach in Spikestown around 2 p.m. in the company of three other male friends and went into the sea, which was said to be rough and choppy. Around 3:30, the man was exiting the water when he was struck by a wave, which knocked him under the water, and he did not resurface. Persons present called for assistance in searching for him, but were unsuccessful. The police were summoned. Later, the Marine Unit and Coast Guard arrived and carried out extensive searches, but had no sightings and called off the search after about 2 hours due to poor lighting conditions. They're also searching for a 61-year-old British visitor who's staying at a guest house in Sunset Crescent, St. James. Police at Holtown Station received the report from an eyewitness who informed them he saw a man bathing at the beach located near the beach house in Sunset Crescent, St. James. The man was warned repeatedly by others present not to venture into the sea as it was very rough and unsafe. He nevertheless continued and at some point in time was struck by a large wave. The witnesses said he did not see him resurface and a search proved unsuccessful. A formal report of the incident was made to the Holtown Police Station about 8:30 a.m. yesterday morning. And the Coast Guard confirmed to Starcom Network News this morning that the search for both men is now underway. Barbados recorded a double death from COVID-19 yesterday. It's the first time since the pandemic surfaced here that two were recorded within a 24-hour period. The two Barbadians, a 55-year-old male and a 64-year-old female, died within an hour of each other yesterday morning at the Harrison Point Isolation Facility. Consultant in charge, Dr. Corey Ford, noted similarities between the two cases, saying both patients suffered from pre-existing chronic non-communicable diseases. Meantime, Barbados' health authorities report 22 new COVID-19 cases. They say the 22 tested positive from around 785 tests conducted by the Public Health Laboratory on Saturday. The 22 new positives comprise 12 women and 10 men. Five of the individuals are people who were previously sent to the Harrison Point Isolation Facility for assessment. 19 people were reported as recovered and were discharged from isolation. The island now has 375 active cases. A former government minister is taking up the case on behalf of a number of special interest groups, including Rastafarians, to have the law related to medicinal marijuana amended. Government Special Envoy on Reparations and Economic Enfranchisement, Trevor Prescott, says he has received many requests for the plant to be used for both recreational and sacramental purposes. He tells Starcom Network News that he has already raised the matter with the Attorney General and Prime Minister for a review of the legislation.
The Rastafarian community believe, and I personally, I can't tell you what's the government's policy, I personally believe, rightfully so, that they should find some means of involving them in the economic benefits of it. The legislation is facilitating a heavy percentage of investment from outside. I got to look at it in detail before I speak out of turn, but I believe that they reserve less than a 50% for local investment. I don't know if that's the best way that it should go, but the Rastafarian community is of the view that the cost of the license are prohibitive and they're unlikely to be able to participate on it. It's like telling them, no, you can't be part of the economic benefits of it.
Mr. Prescott tells Starcom Network News there's need for affirmative action in the matter. The Barbados Association of Creatives and Artists believes a second COVID-19 relief fund from government may need to be put in place to help local entertainers. President Sean Apache Carter says there are many artists who perform on the hotel and tourism circuit who have not worked since March last year and are in a financial bind.
The full-time hotel entertainers are the ones who are in really dire situations. So you know, when there's a public outcry for the small shops to be open, and then the government responds, you know, with the $750 per week or the $250 per week, depending on which, it left the guys feeling as though, you know, the many of the entertainers are invisible. And that's pretty much the feedback that I've been getting in the last couple of days.
President of the Barbados Association of Creatives and Artists, Sean Apache Carter. Meantime, government is appealing to local farmers to donate produce as it prepares 60,000 care packages to distribute to individuals and families affected by the two-week COVID-19 lockdown. Manager of the Pack House and Mortar Tractor Facility at the Barbados Agricultural Development and Marketing Corporation, Leandro Grant, urges farmers to contact the state agency, but also notes they're collaborating with the Barbados Agricultural Society on the initiative.
Our pack house will be open from 7 in the morning to 7 in the afternoon. We want to also let you know that the BAS is included in this initiative. You can reach out to them through basonevoice.org to get further information as it relates to where the farmers want to deliver their stuff for the BAS. But as it relates to the BADMC, we have two stations here at the Pack House, Fairy Valley Christchurch, and we will also be collecting and receiving produce at our Bridgetown branch located at Fairy Valley.
Manager of the Pack House and Motor Tractor Facility, Leandro Grant. A university lecturer is cautioning Barbados and the rest of the region to temper its expectations in the new U.S. Democrat Biden-Harris administration. Head of the Department of Governance at Cahill Campus, Dr. Wendy Grenard, argues that while the Caribbean stands to benefit from a new U.S. foreign policy which is more humane, domestic affairs will take precedence. The People's National Movement Tobago Council wants to go back to the polls to settle the current impasse at the Tobago House of Assembly. However, the Progressive Democratic Patriots wants the process for the election of a presiding officer of the Assembly legislature to continue. After four rounds of voting last Thursday, the result of the election for our presiding officer remained tied at 6 votes each.
PNM Tobago leader Tracy Davidson Celestine said she believes a return to the polls as soon as feasible is the only constitutional solution to the deadlock, adding that they would not gamble with Tobago's future in a coin toss. Mrs. Davidson Celestine added that the PNM's Tobago Council recognizes that certain steps must be taken to facilitate the return to the polls, and that is the path they will support. She reiterated that the 6-6 deadlock has revealed a defect in the THA Act, which can only be addressed by an amendment by the Parliament.
That report from TTT News. Sections of Guyana were rocked by an earthquake with a magnitude of 5.7 yesterday afternoon. According to the Civil Defense Commission, it received reports of an earthquake of shallow depth of 10 kilometers with an epicenter near Boa Vista on the border with Brazil. The United States Geological Survey listed the earthquake as 5.7 on the Richter scale and located the epicenter at 83 kilometers south-southeast of the town of Latham. The Regional Emergency Operations Center reported that the tremor felt in Region 9 had no reports of losses or damage. And finally, former U.S. President Donald Trump's 5 impeachment defense attorneys have left him a little more than a week before his impeachment trial is set to begin in the Senate. According to U.S. media reports, the departure of Butch Bowers and Deborah Barbier, the two lead attorneys, was reportedly a mutual decision. Mr. Trump's trial for incitement to insurrection starts on February 8th. Senators will be asked whether to convict him on a charge he incited insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, when 5 people died. Recapping the top stories, a former government minister taking up the case to have amendments to the Medicinal Marijuana Act. The search continues at this time for 2 men missing at sea. And a call for a second relief fund for practitioners in the cultural industries. And former U.S. President Donald Trump parts with lawyers before his impeachment trial next week. That's been the news on Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group of Companies. I'm Wendy Burke.
And listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news. And the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with First Citizens Bank. At First Citizens, we put you first.